Anybody that tells somebody not to dream too big has it completely flipped. The biggest problem in the world is people dream too small.
100%. But the thing is, I have to ask you, what
Ryan Moran, I see you, man.
What is your opinion? Little one.
What's that? Go ahead.
What is your opinion on being realistic? A lot of people around me,
I like realism. I like realism. I love realism. Uh-huh. I'm practical as f- out here.
Yep.
I love practicality. The reason, but I never had anybody say to me, don't dream too big. You know why? Yeah. When I would talk about shit that didn't look obvious when I said I'd buy the Jets and shit like that, but mm-hmm. I was doing shit that made them scared to tell me not to dream too big. Mm. When I hear people get told you're dreaming too big, I get concerned because I think they're talking and they're not doing shit.
100%. I think a lot of people talk more than they do. And that's one thing about our world. But what is a lot of people have expectations, parents around them, friends that tell them, look, stick to the realistic thing. Don't aim too big. What would you say to that person?
I would say to that person that I'm not listening to you because I don't want your fucking life. I believe that everybody that's in this room right now is very confused on how long life is. That's why I'm pounding in everyone's fucking face in here, patience. Because everybody's unhappiness comes from thinking they haven't made it when they haven't even fucking started. So what do? I fucking pound all of you 24/7, 365, fucking TikTok, LinkedIn. I'm gonna chase you all around the fucking internet until you fucking succumb into understanding that almost all of your unhappiness and fucked upness is predicated on you not understanding how long your fucking life is.
Yeah, I know. You always talk about how to keep things in perspective and how to see it on term.
Life is only how you see it.
I struggle with that because I'm in my 34 years and now just I'm having some income that allows me to be more comfortable, but I was struggling for a lot of time and I see all my friends, you know, the typical story.
Of course. Why do you think I talk so much about it? The easiest way to be unhappy is to compare yourself to somebody else. And oh, by the way, on the record, when are you going to compare yourself to somebody who has it shittier? I love people like, I like comparing myself, Gary. I'm like, okay, stop comparing yourself to fucking Beyonce, dick. Compare yourself to somebody who's got it shittier than you.
I completely understand. Just the in this pandemic situation, the whole thing about having some food to eat, having a roof, it's just unbelievable.
Somebody just died in the world under 40 years old. Like, I don't understand why people compare themselves to the 1% of the 1% of the 1%. Why don't you compare yourself to all 8 billion? Let me promise you this, everybody who's in this room right now, there's 8 billion people on Earth. If you had the luxury of having a phone, an Instagram account, and the ability to sign into this room right now, you're already beating by far more than half the world, just so you know.
Of course,
but nobody lives that way, Nicholas. Everyone's crying about what they don't have instead of being grateful for what they have.
Yes, I know, and that's such a powerful message.
And so, by the way, Nicholas, this is I'm answering your question right now for the last minute. You believe in something, talk about it. Forever, constantly, with everything from your fucking soul.
I want to ask you, if you had to start over with the knowledge you have right now, but with no resources, no money, no nothing, what is the first thing you would do?
I would go work for somebody that I want to be like for as little money as possible and live off that money.
Well, Gary, I've talked to David Meltzer, your good friend.
Yep.
And I've had an interview with him. And I've been talking to your assistants. I've been talking to VaynerMedia, trying to get you on my podcast for as long as possible. Bro, I've been DMing you fucking 25 times. I've been sending out tweets, doing all that shit. And I just want to see, bro,
good news. We're here.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would love to get like a deep convo going with you and share ideas and bring value to people, as you always say. So I would love to have you on. How can we make that happen?
either the serendipity of a moment like this, or you build up leverage, right? Like life's about either luck or leverage. You know, so for me in this scenario, it's either, you know, sometimes in this exact moment I say yes, sometimes in this exact moment I say no, I'm still not sure where I'm going. The other way to get it done is for you to build a foundation of a meaningful platform that makes me want to be on it for the exposure, right? Mm-hmm. For me, I don't need you to make a meaningful impact on people in the world. You need me to bring exposure to you so that you can build a platform, and that's fine. I do that all day. I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I can't do it for the 99.9% of people that ask me, because I get, I mean, if you ever saw my DMs, you would laugh. Like there's, you know, 25 times, times 25,000 people, times 25,000 times a day, times, you know, and by the way, I'm flattered by that. I don't think I'm fancy. I don't think, what have you. Uh-huh. My biggest problem, my man, is I'm like, I'm into like June of next year of bookings to be on podcasts of people that I've promised 3 years ago, because I have no time, right? Like time's my biggest fucking problem. That's why I try to do, you know, it's why what I think what I just did with this today is something I want more people to do, because the biggest thing you can give people is time. I'm doing it broadly here. You know, the tough thing with doing the show is time, but I'll say this, I'm happy to do 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
In Q1 of next year, so you can email me right now. Dustin will find it.
Okay, I was on T back a few months ago. Well, not a few months ago, probably like 6 months ago. I, at that point, had like 60,000 on TikTok, and I've since more than doubled it. I get reached out to by brands all the time, like nonstop. I've turned down so many different offers. In choosing that and kind of in like monetizing the platform, just like overall advice and like choosing who to work with and who not to work with.
Are you not doing the brand stuff because you don't think it's right?
Yeah, so my TikTok is my business. I paint custom denim, I make earrings, all that kind of stuff. And so like I'll get reached out to by like a bikini company, and I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
And so have you been reached out to by anybody that does make sense?
Yeah, a couple times, but I still just say no.
Because you have an ideology.
I don't know, just the idea that.
Yeah, do you have an ideology against brands being able to do it? Like you don't think it's like think it's the right thing to do? Why? You hate capitalism?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but there's been like maybe
you feel like you feel like a sellout?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, maybe you're too much of an artist.
So you're saying like just don't do it if it doesn't feel right?
Well, I mean, money sucks if it makes you unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah, that I mean that makes complete sense. Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, there's probably like a few like big brands that I would be like 100% yes, but so
keep
does
doing,
it make
keep
it keep, look keep, bad if I'm
no. All right, wait a minute. Now you're talking influencer strategy. Are you saying, let me get this if I'm getting it right, that you've been saying no to smaller things because you think it's gonna fuck you up from getting Patagonia or Lululemon or—
Correct. Yes.
They don't give a fuck.
Okay. All right. So for instance, I make stickers and I got reached out to by a water bottle company, and they were like a super small company or whatever. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'd love to work with like Hydro Flask because that's the brand that I already use and like love. So does it look bad if I've already worked with that smaller brand instead of like getting the bigger brand?
I would probably reach out on DM to on Instagram and TikTok to Hydro Flask in that situation and say, hey, I've been reached out to a lot of other brands, but you're my favorite. And then I probably do that once every month for 3 months. And then after that, probably move on.
Okay.
That would be, to me, I want you to be on the offense and patient. Be on the offense and be patient. So the two moves are you either reach out to the brands you want to work with, or you wait till you get big enough and they're reaching out to you. Both work. So I think what you need to do is understand that just like boys hitting on girls, you can't go in for the kill on the opening move.
Right.
And that's, Savannah, what everybody makes the mistake of. you're worried about on the DM or the LinkedIn when you're reaching out for business on what you're mm-hmm. gonna get out of it. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very thoughtful of how you bring value. You know,
100%.
If I'm teaching yoga right now, I'm offering as many
free classes.
Free classes.
Say less. Free. I'm going live every Friday. Good. Sips, good. Sweat.
Honestly, that's the only shit that should come out of your mouth.
Say less.
Free. That's, and by the way, not just Friday.
Right.
What's wrong with Thursday?
Do it every day. What am I doing? I'm in New York, quarantining.
You're fucking quarantined. If I'm you, listen, you want to know 2002 Gary Vee? I'm doing 4 yoga classes a day, 7 days a week. But I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just telling you to your face, just so right. you're not confused here, how Gary Vee was built, was really built on Twitter. It was 7 hours a day replying to people that didn't even know who I was. I was looking for people talking about wine, using search, and just talking to people. Let me say it clear for everybody in the back, 7 hours a day. I'm not saying people should do that. That's hard. I got crazy energy. But when you're fucking hungry and you want it, like fuck this one fucking one. And I'm proud of you because you're doing it. So I'm not downplaying this.
No, 100%.
But if you're doing free classes Friday, give me free classes 7 days a week. And then when that's, give me 2 times a day. Like fuck it. We're going for it out here.
Right. Because everyone's doing free, everyone's doing live. It's just like, it's getting noisy, I feel like, but you're right.
But here's the thing with noisy. Savannah, you're not in control of noisy. You don't get to say who goes free or not. You know how many people are pissed off that this is happening right now because they want to sell mastermind courses virtually for $1,000 and I'm doing it for free right now off a fucking post and they're not even in my fucking world? Those people that are trying to sell that shit, they don't get to control me. We don't get to control noisy. That's called supply right. and demand. That's called being good, being better at shit. You're not paying somebody to do your hair that sucks at it.
That's a fact.
Right?
That's
so so be good and charismatic and epic on fucking yoga lives. You know, like, let's go.
I'm the queen of good vibes. That's what we're doing.
So let's take this out. I want you to hear this. Okay. It's gonna help a lot of people. So if you're a queen of good vibes and you right. got it like that, then you should say nothing about noisy. Let's get your mind right, Savannah. If you're so queen vibes, if you're so good, the fuck are you talking about noisy for?
Because I'm fucking insecure and like all the shit that we talk about.
Yes, I love you. Thank you for going. That's it. So that's it. That's what I'm trying to talk about. Well, good news. You can be insecure. It's not good nor bad for any of us. It's like, there's really no reason to be insecure other than the elements that got you there. What's amazing about this moment is, let's fucking cut it out because nobody gives a shit.
No one gives it. Everyone has their own shit.
You know what's amazing? Once people realize they mean, like, do you know why I'm unstoppable? Because I don't think I mean anything in the face of all the accolades. Do you know why I made this functional post? Because young boy calling me out fucking blew my mind. And I just needed to flex on that shit. So then I turned it into something good. Like, you know, like, but even in the face of that, mm-hmm. I still know if I walk off stage tomorrow, people will be like, where did Gary Vee go? I get a couple seconds of love. And then every one of you fuckers go back to your normal life, regardless of how much I impacted you. The second you realize you don't mean shit is the second you realize how happy you can become. Everybody feels insecure because they want to be somebody. I'm fucking the most secure because I know I'm nobody.